Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Patience. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We am very excited having our good friend Lee Branham back on the show. Lee is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 11 years he's been hanging out with us. He's the founder and the principal of Keeping the People, author of a number of books, including the Seven Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, and also the report called Keeping the People Report, a quarterly newsletter. And he's our good friend Lee Branham. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be back with you, Jim.
Good to have you back. We've missed you.
Yeah, well, I've missed talking with you and sharing whatever research I've been able to do.
Well, you've been doing some of that, and you identified some companies, some small businesses that have done some interesting things on how to make sure they keep their good people.
You know, I did. I profiled three companies in particular in my book, The Seven Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, that I'd like to talk about this morning. One of them is Mike's Car Wash in Indiana. They're in Indiana and Ohio, and they're based in Indianapolis. They have 650 employees, and the average turnover rate in the car wash industry is about 80%. And they have a lot less turnover than that.
A lot of part-time people, don't they?
Have a lot of part-time people, and it's hard to keep people in working in a car wash. They're on their feet all day long, and it gets hot in the summer and cold in the winter, and you know, you can imagine that the turnover rate in that industry is pretty high. But Mike Rice, who is the CEO, really wanted to really be proactive to prevent high turnover. And so he really had a strategy for how he was going to do it. He started analyzing employee records and found out who had quit and who had stayed, and what the quitters, how they were different than the people who stayed with the company. And he started looking at exit interviews, assessment scores that they had done from hiring managers, and looked at 3 years' worth of employee records to find out that there were 12 red flags that they needed to look for when they hired employees. One of which was that employees
are these preemptive flags?
Yeah, these flags that would cause you to say, "Well, we need to be careful about
before
hiring
you
these
hired
people."
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And so one of them was that they had not been had any customer service interactions in any previous job. So that was one of them. Another one was having left two previous jobs within the last year. But there were like 10 red flags, including some of the scores on the pre-assessment, hiring assessment that they did. So they created a program based on what they found called Hire the Best, and they started doing behavioral interviewing where you ask people a question like, tell me about a time when you had to deal with a difficult customer in your past experience. And if people couldn't come up with a time, then they probably weren't going to be able to.
That was a red flag. You know, Lee,
that was a red flag.
Folks, yeah. This is what I mean when I talk about raising your level of sophistication when you're finding, acquiring, and onboarding new employees. This 12 red flags that they're approaching, the hire the best strategy, knowing the right question to ask, this is all part of raising your level of sophistication, isn't it, Lee?
Absolutely. I mean, it's based on the principle that the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior.
So say that again. This is going to be in the test, folks. Go ahead.
The best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. Mm-hmm. So if somebody has not used a talent or competency in the past and can't prove that they have, they're unlikely to be a good bet
right.
to be able to use it in the future.
What else did Mike come up with?
Well, he came up with a realistic job preview, an 8-minute video that prospective employees could watch right there on the website that really lays it all out and says, hey, guys, here's you're going to be on your feet all day. You're going to be working in the heat and cold, and here's what it's like. It's eight minutes long. Mm-hmm. If you can live with this, here's what's in it for you. And what's in it for them is really a lot of feedback that they get. They get 2 performance appraisals a year. They do focus groups.
Wow.
The employees get to say, well, here's an idea.
That's how you spend more time washing cars and less time hiring new people, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and making more profit. That's how you drop more to the bottom line. Lee Branham and I are going to come back. He's got 2 more great examples of how you and I can do a better job of raising our level.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.